So what's up, y'all? This is your boy Bird. We up in here, like Create Space, chilling on the podcast, Bird Talks. I'm in here with Marnell.
What's happening?
So we're just out here chilling. You know, we was having a little conversation a little earlier. It's the first time that, you know, we done linked up in the studio.
Yep.
So Marnell, what's good, man? Like, man. Tell people who you are. Let's get it out there. Let's get this started.
For sure. Well, my name is Marnell, of course. My friends like to call me Boogie, you know. It's just easier, I guess, for them.
What up, Boogie?
I'm out here in Los Angeles by way of Kansas City, Missouri, you know. Here to make my mark, of course. You know, spread this love, spread this, hey, everything, you know what I mean? Wildfire, baby.
Oh, yeah. Out here from the Filthy Mo.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day, I used to be out there, like, listening to Nelly, St. Lunatic, getting it in,
For sure. You know, funny thing is, bro, like, from my side, like, we don't really do Nelly, man.
Why not? Like, what's up with Nelly?
The ladies do, but, you know, like, I don't know if it's a jealousy thing, because we're Kansas City, you know what I'm saying? And St. Louis kind of popped, you know what I'm saying? And we never got that, like, mainstream, you know what I mean?
But, yeah.
You know, maybe it's jealousy, but yeah, once dude seen Nelly popping, they was like, nah, I'm not with that, you know, but it's all good.
Though. So you went out there with the lunatics?
Nah, not at all.
So, like, tell me this, like, country grammar, like, yeah. What does that mean? Like, is that even something that people...
Bro, and that's the thing, see, like, St. Louis, I guess that's something they try to adopt, you know what I'm saying? But it's a weird dynamic out there in Missouri because Kansas City is more, like, West Coast influence, and St. Louis is like the South.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So like, you're from KC.
Yeah, I'm from KC. So, you know, we don't sound anything like them. We sound like we from the Bay or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we talk. We have all the same slangs as Oakland, you know,
right. Strangely
enough. But it makes sense if you think about the demographics and who's from where and where they went to and all that good stuff.
Right.
Like, most people from St. Louis, like, their family's from, like, Chicago or, like, Memphis. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And if you're from KC, most of your family's from, like, L.A., you know, from California. Like, my mama, they from Los Angeles, you know, Long Beach.
Yeah.
And they just ended up in Missouri. So, it's just different influences, you know. That's the thing. It's
so
crazy.
So, I mean, Midwest, like, where exactly? Like, I guess we can look at a map. But
yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, what's to the west of it? So, if it's Kansas, the Midwest.
Kansas to the west, then go west another state, you got Colorado. And then one more. I think it's Nevada.
Right.
Like a little bit of Nevada, you feel me? So we separate from Cali by like three states.
Right. So put things in perspective.
Yeah.
If you were to drive to Vegas, what it'll be?
Sure. If you drive to Vegas from Kansas City, it's going to take you about 12 hours.
All right. So, yeah.
No. I'm wrong. Hold up. It's going to take you about 18 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little mission. So it's Midwest.
Yeah.
But again,
like, it's a longer track going from like the East Coast to the Midwest than, you know, the Midwest to the West Coast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool though, man. Like, definitely blessed to have Boogie
sure.
up in the house.
Like, blessed to be here.
We both work at Snapchat, you know, engineers.
Indeed.
Holding
Indeed.
It down. Black engineers.
Black engineers. Yeah, man.
Black excellence.
It's a militia.
Definitely. Very few of us, but, you know, like, it'll be more.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, like, we were just chilling. We were just talking about social media a little bit earlier. So, we just wanted to get on the mic, kind of, you know, see what everyone's take is.
Right.
Like, we were talking about how social media is this big influencer.
Man.
On top of just...
The influencer.
Just on top of, like, normal people who are using it to influence.
Right,
so
exactly.
We kind of got to talking about what influences you.
Right.
And we were talking
what
about...
What lane we want to, you know, what part of that whole pyramid we want to, you know... be on, you know, do you want to be on the top of the pyramid or the base of it, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, you can try to get as many followers as you want,
right?
But just because you got a lot of followers don't mean, you know, that you're a good leader.
Exactly.
I think that's something that, like, we've learned, like, in the past. But at the same time, it's like, you know, are you actually how are you influencing
exactly
like, your followers? And so
exactly
that kind of got us to talking about, like, removing people and unfollowing people. So,
yeah.
I mean, like kind of tell them a little bit, we were talking about that a little earlier.
Exactly. You can't really shape the culture or whatever you're trying to influence by being the follower. You have to be the influencer. So we decided, you know, take it upon ourselves to change the pace, you know, change the direction a little bit, you know, be the one getting followed instead of the follower. You know, of course you have your muses and the people you look up to for influences and things like that. But, you know, what position do you want to play? You know, do you want to be a pawn or do you want to be the king, you know, or the queen out here smacking shit, taking pieces off the table?
Yeah, exactly. And so for me, I was just telling them a little earlier, it's like, you know, I realize on Facebook got a lot of nonsense on my on my feed. So I'm just like, all right, what can I do, like, one, to not piss people off? Right. You know, obviously I got a lot of family and friends, you know, who are on my Facebook friends list. And like, as I look at it, I'm like, man, like, what type of people do I want to be around?
Right.
And for me, it's like, if you're not influencing me in a good way, in a positive way, if you're not trying to build, if I can't learn something from you, if I can't, you know, have a good feeling when I'm thinking about you,
that
then,
vibe,
you know, like, you don't need to be on my feed. Like,
at all.
A lot of people hate Facebook, and it's probably because of that reason. It's probably because they got a lot of negative people on their timeline, talking about random stuff that don't really matter.
Don't mean
same
nothing.
With Instagram. It's like you see the same stuff over and over. Like over it and is over. It is an algorithm, and so, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, you can control how that algorithm kind of works with you.
Right.
Know, you don't have to unfriend people. You can unfollow them, and by unfollowing them, they don't show up in your feed.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times, like, you spend a lot of time, like, with this nonsense, and it's like, it's stuff that we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen
over and over again, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen a fight.
We know about the drama. We heard about R. Kelly. We know about the, you know what I'm saying? All the,
right.
It's the energy thing for me, you
definitely.
Know? What energy are you on? Are you about building or destroying,
mm-hmm.
you know? And a lot of people get on these social media platforms to destroy, you know, and they think it's entertainment, you know, destruction in the form of entertainment. Me, myself, I said, I'm gonna take the social out of it because social is just a lot of chatter, you know, and I'm gonna try to build foundations, network.
Right.
I took my Facebook, I started unfollowing a lot of friends that was just on nonsense, and I started following like real estate groups and, you know what I'm saying, like-minded individuals that was trying to see some production, try to do something positive, whether it's in their community or just to line their pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, just trying to push a line, man.
I mean, and that's what it is, man. It's like, if you ain't trying to grow your family, then like, what are you doing? Me and Marnell both married.
Family man.
You know, he made the move out here from the Midwest. He was just telling me about, you know, he met his wife overseas
when they were
doing their thing, protecting this country. And so,
yeah, Army.
Like, that's definitely, like, commendable. And for me, it's just, like, making sure I can find my queens so we can build this up.
Right.
So it's just, like, there's a lot of opportunity out here. I think a lot of people just, you know, are being influenced. They're not trying to learn.
In the wrong ways, yeah, you know.
They're not trying to grow. It's like, what are you really about?
Yeah, they forget about that duality.
Yep.
You know, everybody forgets, like, it's two sides of everything, you know. And you really got to really focus and see what side these things lie on, you know what I'm saying? If is it good or bad?
Right.
It's just that simple, you know? And then you got to make sure that your actions are on the right side of things, you know? And that's really what I came out here to do. I wanted to make a splash and being a black man, pushing a positive line and just doing positive things, teaching young kids the things that I didn't get to learn. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, I think. You know, having the opportunity to at least be able to expose people to, like, what's possible.
Exactly.
I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't really realize. Like, we work in tech, but you don't have to be an engineer.
No.
There's marketing positions. There's finance positions.
Everything fits.
You can be a security guard working at a tech company.
Yep.
Living a good life.
Like, yep.
So many different possibilities. If you like to cook, you can go be a lead chef. We got lead chefs making 200K.
Exactly.
You know, easily.
Exactly.
You know, feeding people.
Yep.
And so, for me, it's like trying to figure out how to give back, because I haven't really started to give back yet.
Right.
Because there's so many things that I want to do. It's like, what's the first step? And I think, you know, I just need to just take that first step.
Right.
And then everything will just start flowing. So, you know, thinking about nonprofit, thinking about starting my own nonprofit, figuring out exactly how I want to help, joining other groups.
Right.
You know, because I don't know necessarily like what I want to do, but I can definitely go and support someone that's already doing it.
Exactly.
And so I choose to start there.
And, you know, I'm on the same track. Like, you know, you kind of like, you learn and grow every day, you know, you're figuring it all out. You don't really know exactly where you fit into the puzzle, but are you trying to be a good part of the puzzle or a bad part, you know? And that's where I stand with it. I want to be a good part of however it comes. I don't do anything I do for profit. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of it, well, you know, something, of course, we got to survive. We got to take care of our families,
right.
You know, but it's all about the energy for me, you know, what kind of, you can do bad things and profit from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just
like
want to,
most people.
Yeah, you know what
like
I'm saying?
Most businesses,
exactly. Exactly. You know, but I want to be able to, you know, do the things that I love and do things that other people love and, you know, see good outcomes from it, whether it be money or feeling or whatever. You know what I mean? Building good friendships, long lasting friendships through doing stuff that we love. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. Like, doing stuff is what we love is like the key.
Exactly.
you know, like for me, like I wanted to open up the space, you know, something that I definitely had a passion in, the media arts.
Man, dope.
And so it was just like trying to figure out how to use my passion to get through life, you know, because if you're doing stuff that you love to do, like you'll never work again.
Never work
a day in your life.
Exactly.
Doesn't
that
mean
part.
You ain't going to work hard.
Just, right.
You know, because working hard is a part of it. So.
Yeah, yeah. But if you love it, you're going to give that necessary energy to it. You know what I'm saying?
It's and the right
it
ain't going to,
yeah, it's not going to even feel like work when it's all done, but you still get that sense of accomplishment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the beautiful thing about it, man. And by the way, man, the space is super dope. You know, yeah. I don't know who's going to hear this, but if you hear this, you need to check this space out.
Right.
LA Create Space, man.
Dope. Yeah, man. So, yeah, we out here. We're just talking a little bit, you know, talking about the playoffs.
For sure.
I don't know if we touched on that, but.
Not yet. Not like we wanted to.
Like, definitely been checking it out. So how you guys feel about the Rams?
Mm.
I know they're from the MO.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Originally. Yeah. See, like, that gives it mixed feelings for me because, you know, we got the Governor's Bowl out there, you know, where we go against St. Louis. Mm. And that's the Rams. And
this is just going down.
And now they're – no, you can still see the passion. Like, we play earlier in the year – or last year, perhaps, and it was the game of the year, you know?
Mm.
And they still have that kind of rivalry, but, you know, it's not really a rivalry because we don't see each other very often, but there's that tension there, you know what I mean? That history. So, yeah, you know, and me being, I love L.A., you know, so I was glad they got a squad back, especially being out here, you know what right. I'm saying? I was like, oh, yeah, that's what we need, you know. So I didn't get to go to the Chiefs and Rams game, but the future is looking real bright with those two squads, you know. It's good to see, like, my home squad doing their thing, and then where I live and lay my head now in Los Angeles got a team doing their thing as well. You know what I mean? It's a good feeling.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. Like, that's what it's about. I mean, I haven't really even, like, went to a Rams game, man, mm-hmm. or front Raider fan, but they haven't really been doing too well.
Right.
Obviously, with all the drama going on in the NFL.
Man.
On top of that, it's, like, hard to even watch football games on TV. Like, I don't know what channel games come on. Like,
yeah.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, they got games coming on at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, what the hell's going on?
Man, you know? I read it all mine, dude. I don't pay for any cable subscriptions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So everything's through the Fire Stick or through the iPhone. And I just got the Reddit app, bro. And I just say, hey, I stream everything.
Right.
I'm not paying a soul for nothing. And also, if I stream it, I don't have to support the NFL and line their pockets, but I could still watch the game that I love.
Right. So, like, what's Reddit for, like, those who don't know?
Reddit is an application. It's basically like
now.
it's like a spot for geeks, man. It's just to, like, share information and different things. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Nerd Central, bro. Like, straight up. Like, and I am a self-professed geek, nerd, all that. I love that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's up, man, because, you know, like, we all are. You got to be. You better be.
It's, you better. You
like,
should
like,
be.
Technology is taking over.
Right.
So and you're going to be left in the dust. You're going to be one of those old people talking about, man.
Right.
Like, how you use a computer.
Like, yeah. And don't let these people fool you. Like, for the longest time growing up, I thought those titles were bad things. Like, listen, I don't care where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on your geek stuff, you will succeed, okay?
Definitely.
Like, that's the way of the world. Get with it or get left, straight up.
Right. No, I feel that, man. It's like how you like it being out here in LA now.
I love it, man. I love it. You know, it's so weird. Like, usually where I'm from, you know, they got this term called Hollywood. People act Hollywood, mm-hmm. and of course you see that here. You know that exists here. But what I've noticed as a black man in South Central LA, you know, because that's where I reside, it's a lot of love, man. Like, I have witnessed, like, some of the people I've been able to talk to and just, like, network with have been on some of the realest,
mm.
I don't know, man, it's just crazy. The dynamic is different. Like, where I'm from, nobody really wants to help you. Nobody really wants to work together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, if you look at, like, a place like Atlanta where all the people who do music work together, you know what I'm saying, and put each other on. You don't have that in KC. What I notice out here in LA is, like, it's not quite to that Atlanta level, but, like, come on, everybody knows about the gangs here and all that. Everybody ain't tripping like that right now.
Right.
It's just a beautiful time. It's like the dawn, you know, before, you know what I mean? Like, so you can see over the horizon that good things are coming, you know what I mean?
Right. And especially in LA, I mean, I think, you know, it's, you know, I think the communities are slowly, like being brought back up.
Right.
being out here in Inglewood, like, we know what's coming. Exactly. And so people are trying to figure out, like, how they can stay here.
Exactly. So we could, be a part of that. Yeah.
Right.
Especially homegrown. You see all these things coming. Yeah.
Makes sense. For sure. And I know for me, it's like, you know, seeing the love of people, reconnecting with people who, like, I grew up with, and just, you know, connecting with the right people who are doing the right things.
Right. So, right.
Just showing love is like one of the things that I think everyone should do. Right. Everybody wants to be loved. So why not show love?
Exactly. And that's really what it is. Like, what I've noticed as an outsider, you know, is that people are starting to show love and seeing the benefit of that. You know what I'm saying? Seeing all the things that come to them from that. And it's just like, and you got to understand something. This is Los Angeles. This place was controlled by the gang culture. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to see certain people in certain diasporas move, you know, the way they're moving, like, you know, you got your Nipseys and stuff like that. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's something I never really thought I would see, honestly. You know, we all know, like, the key to getting ahead back then was, like, kiss somebody's butt that don't look like you, right? And hopefully they string you along. But now it's like, we are the culture. We are the new leaders. We are the innovators. You know what I'm saying? We're understanding these things, and it's like an awakening. You know what I'm saying? And you see all these innovators and all these people coming out the woodworks, you know? And this is like the hub for it, you know? So it's gorgeous, man.
No, definitely, man. It's a beautiful thing. Like, me growing up, I grew up in Watts, Imperial Courts housing projects, you know, gang banging. Right. Being a part of it.
Right, right.
Not necessarily gang banging, but, you know.
You was a part of it.
Being in the gang. Yeah. Like, you're just born into it. It's like nothing you can do. And so I've seen it change. I've seen how, like, individuals from, like, my neighborhood was able to, you know, get out into the different neighborhoods.
Right.
And people not trip.
Right.
At the same time, people do be tripping. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful. You got to watch your back out here in L.A., but you got to watch your back anywhere.
Anywhere,
like, I've been to Oakland, and, you know, it's been wild. I've been in San Francisco and then seen some wild things. I've been in San Jose, east side of San Jose.
Right.
You know,
it's
like,
wild.
Like, these Sorteños, North Angels, like, they don't mess around.
Right.
Like, that's, I've been scared of my life. Like, right. Literally. And exactly. I've never been scared really in LA.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, it's just really about, like, life and trying to be better. And I think, like, everyone has the opportunity to be better. Everyone has the opportunity to continue to grow, to continue to learn. There's so much out there. There is the internet. There's self-training. And so,
man,
this gentrification stuff, people talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, the tools that you need are, like, right there in front of you.
Right
to go learn something new.
Yeah, and you can't be afraid. That's the fear, and like you were just saying, like, all the madness that goes on in some of these environments, right? I think the key component in all that, and why things go awry in those situations, is the fear thing, the fear factor. That fear is a very, very strong emotion. It's stronger than love. You know what I'm saying? Right. So the more you're afraid to hop out there, the more you show fear, the more, you know, the higher your chances are that the dogs are going to attack you.
Right.
And these dogs come in the form of whether it's the environment you live in or the things you're trying to accomplish. You feel me? Like, you know, you do music. If you're a great musician, but you're afraid to perform, you're not going to ever be able to show the world that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, you know, you got to get rid of that fear factor, you know, in all aspects. You know, in L.A. right now, it's a saying going on, stay dangerous, you know.
Yep.
And I really equate that to not, like, go out here and be, victimize people, but more so don't fear, you know.
Right.
Don't be afraid. And it makes sense because, like, I was in a particular situation where I think if I was afraid, it could have cost me my life, you know? Not just, like, an opportunity, but just, like, your life, you know? So, in my opinion, children, don't be afraid. Show the world what you got, you know what I mean? Show them what you can do. I don't know. Like, it's so many different angles and ways to make it in this world. You got to put your best foot forward. Whatever your gift is that God gave you, take that and let it lead you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of that. Like, we can go on. Like, we are living in a time now where it's just like, you got to be doing either something really well,
right,
or you got to have multiple options in your life. And
yep.
So just figure out, like, for me at least, you know, people are like, oh, like, how do you know, work and you, like, run a business? I'm like, well, my hobby is running a business.
Right.
Like, I can have my hobby be, you know, drinking, smoking, and doing this, but my hobby is my family, and when it comes to my business, this is my family, like, because it's going to take care of my family.
Yeah, it's a family-run business, yeah, too, like, so. Yeah.
You know, and it makes you happy. So it's like, exactly. Like, why not try to run, start a business? Like,
he's doing what he loves, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and so, you know, we were talking about a little earlier, you know, just this whole real estate game and just right. knowing people who are doing stuff that are, like, telling everyone, like, hey, you can real estate. Like, man. Like you need to do it. You need to get property. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, African Americans are in the situation that we in. Like, mm-hmm. we fought for land.
Right.
And the chance that we got the and the fact that we got the chance and the opportunity to buy land.
Right.
It's like, that's what we need to be.
Oh, yeah. That's the move, man. Like, right. You know, it's funny because, like, that's something that piques my interest like no other. And I've been on that whole trail for about a year now mm-hmm. as far as pursuing real estate because, you know, I hit rock bottom, bro. Like, I got to a point where I was like, man, what am I going to do? But the passion wasn't there to do certain right. things that you maybe know can get you somewhere. Like, I don't want to study for a certification for IT all night, all day to go sit behind a computer in a vault. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want to do the stuff that I love, you know, and see that make a way for me. And what I noticed that I really liked and appreciated was real estate. Like,
yeah.
I like seeing the home go from nothing, like, you know, like one of these burnt up houses out here or something, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it might be, old crack house, you know what I'm saying? And watching that piece of property go from something you would avoid to multiple people coming in and,
right.
you know, it's a stream of income now for somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's how it is right now. I know I was talking to someone, they were like, yeah, like Detroit right now, like you can get, you measure on get a house like $20,000.
Man, what? Kansas City, Missouri. You feel me? Like, yeah. That's... Dude, that was one of my angles, you know what I mean? Going out there and, you know, take about $400,000 and buy 10 houses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And be good.
And like, be straight.
Right. Like, buy the whole compound. So,
yeah, man.
You know, it's like, you got to figure out, you know, honestly, it's just about figuring out, like, how you're going to survive in this society.
Exactly.
A lot of people complain about rent going up. But I'm like, think about it. Think about a 99-cent bag of potato chips.
Back in the day.
That don't exist no more.
That don't exist no more. Everything inflates.
Right. It's like 180. So it's like, if you can't get a bag of 99-cent chips for 99 cent, then, you know, it's like, right. you got to realize that, hey, like, the rent's going to go up. The rent is too damn high. But
exactly.
It's high on a relative scale. Like,
exactly.
Your money should have been going higher, you know? If you was making $40,000 in 2005,
you should, like, be making 80 by now,
right? Because it's just the fact that it's inflation. It's so
inflation,
yeah. It just is what it is. But I think, you know, it's just one of those things, man. It's like, people just have to, like, be knowledgeable. They gotta and again, it goes back to social media, like mm-hmm. how we even started this conversation.
Right.
You know, you see people on social media saying, oh, the rent's too damn high, and they make it funny, and they make it a joke, and it's like, people are just complaining and talking, but it's like,
you're on social media.
Yeah, the rent's high. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, that's the funniest part about it. Like, you're on social media complaining. There's somebody on there that got that bag, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person like this. If I got something and I see somebody is really thirsty to learn, I'm willing to extend hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to show you the ropes. You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? And I notice, like, a lot of people on social media, they want to get somewhere. Everybody's passionate about something, no matter who you are, no matter your situation. These people just get on there and they complain. And it's like, dude, while you're sitting there typing this complaint out, you could be on your Googles or your YouTubes or whatever, typing that same complaint in and figuring out the solution. You know what I'm saying? What's the issue? Oh, man, how can I get my bills paid? You know, look up ways to make money, and then they're going to show you. And then guess what? Look these groups up. There's people that do these things on your social media. Link up with them. Learn. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, I'm just here to soak up game. And all that's going to come back to you, man. Like,
yeah.
You just got to change the way you think.
That's true, man. You know, yeah, it's exactly. I mean, Google is there for a reason.
Exactly.
Like, everything's on the internet for a reason, because it's knowledge.
Yep.
You look back in the day, Egyptians, like, they didn't have the internet. They had books.
Right.
You know.
But they read them.
And they read them. Right. Exactly. And they used them, and they knew that it was knowledge in the book.
Exactly.
I think I was watching Game of Thrones, and I forgot the girl that was with Sam, mm-hmm. with Lil Sam. she was like, oh, you know how to read books?
Right.
Are you some type of wizard?
Right.
Like, you're so, oh my
God. Magical,
you
know, powers,
like,
bro.
And that's real. Like, my wife reads a lot. Like, I don't really read as much, but I read things on the net. Like,
right.
I don't read books technically, but I read like articles and like listen to podcasts and just do other things that like I'm more visual versus reading. I was always a Cliff Notes guy. Let me get these Cliff Notes.
Like, right.
What's the plot? Oh, the story's not that interesting. I don't need to know every, you know.
Right. I think that's most of us guys though, man. Like, I can't sit there and focus long enough to read a whole book like that. Women seem to be like, they cue in on that. I don't know what it is. They focus and they can just do it. I bet, to me, that's a superpower, man.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's an author, you know, so like just her ability to focus just to write books. And then, you know, as much as she reads, like, gosh, how do you do it? My attention span is too short, bro.
Yeah, no, I feel it, man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, so so basketball, let's like wrap up a little bit.
Sure.
On a lighter note, so Lakers, my squad, obviously.
Mine too.
From L.A., so that's cool. So yeah, you're making the right move.
Yeah, diehard, man. Anthony Peeler is actually my brother's godfather. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so like I grew up a Lakers fan the whole way through.
That's dope.
Day
one, yeah. Yeah, Peeler was, you know, he's part of like when I was growing up, him, Nick Van Exel.
Yeah, yeah.
Eddie Jones.
The old school Lakers Spallis, squad.
Like the squad.
Exactly. Fast runners, man.
Right.
Wasn't quite Showtime, but they was fast.
Oh, but they was balling though, man. Like, they had, they always had guards. They always had people in the All-Star game. So,
right, right.
Although, like, they weren't winning for a few years, but eventually end up start winning.
So. It's the Lakers, man. It's like, you know, don't be greedy. We got to take a little break from the mountain, you know, the top and, you know, being on the throne. But come on, man. We don't – come on. It's the Lakers. We're going to get that back.
Right, exactly.
It's no problem.
So, yeah, like, we'll see about this year. Family's like – well, my wife's family, my family too, big Warriors fan. So
we
got to go to the Lakers-Warrior game. So just watched the Lakers smash on them real quick. So that was a pretty good little feeling. But definitely, we'll see. Hopefully we can get Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen in like a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't he want – look, man.
Right.
The man, Anthony Davis, you're in New Orleans right now, bro. That is well, Louisiana, and it is, according to a website I was on the other day, the worst state in America right now. You don't want to have a family there, bro. You don't want to raise your kids there, bro. Come on out to L.A.
In the N.O., right.
You know?
Like, come out here. Like,
come out to the Sunshine
State. Like, you would be good.
Exactly. You're going to be well taken care of, bro. And this is the thing. I mean, look, you ain't even got to look at winning championships. You will be a king here in L.A., man.
That's why LeBron came.
Exactly. He knew, look, I can go out there. I don't have to win a championship, but I'm LeBron.
Right.
I'm a hoop, but people going to show me love. Same thing with you, AD. You put on that Lakers uniform, bro. I'm telling you.
Come out here, be Gucci.
Yeah. I mean, and we got to look at it like we was telling y'all with, you know, taking the things you love. We don't know. What if AD's into music or something?
Right.
You know, what if he, like, LeBron likes media. He likes, you know, theater. So what if AD has other interests besides, you know, just dribbling the ball?
Right.
You know what I mean? This is the place to come and pique those interests. New Orleans? not so much.
Honestly, I hadn't even been in New Orleans before. I was supposed to go, but I was like, it just didn't happen. But I don't know.
I just say I dated a young lady from New Orleans and, you know, I'm married, and she ain't her, so yeah. She was crazy.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to sign off real quick. It's about like 8 o'clock.
We out of here.
You know, honestly, like, really appreciate Boogie coming through.
Show, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have this little podcast. So we're going to get more of these going, get a little format going.
Oh, yeah. Get a vibe going.
Yeah,
man.
Get some more guests. Talk about some stuff that, you know, everybody don't talk about. Stuff.
Try to blow y'all mind a little bit.
Right. Stuff they don't talk about on social media. Like, the real stuff. The stuff you really need to succeed.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man. Any last words you want to say to the people before we sign off?
Yeah. I just tell y'all, man, think on a higher plane, you know? Don't think plane. Think on a higher plane. And that's really it, man.
Yeah, man.
Next level.
Right. So that's what's up, y'all. It's T-Bird signing off with your boy Boogie. We up here at La Create Space. Come check us out. Inglewood, California. Up top, y'all. And we
up
out.
Top. All right.